But anyway, they sing a song. I don't remember just who was singing it, but it said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. If I could just touch some part of his clothes, maybe it's just the head, I know I'd be healed. And on they went. You know, and well, while they were singing that and the Lord was moving to helping people, you do know we're in a needy time, don't you? You got needy people that have needs. And I don't believe they've all been met in this camp meeting. I believe there's more needs that need to be met. It's something got a hold of my heart. So turn in St. Mark. This scripture got a hold of me and I couldn't get away from it ever since then. And so since they've asked me to say my little part, I'll try to do it and get out of Brother Head's way, whoever's coming along after. Very familiar. St. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Would you mind stretching your hand this way and pray for me? I really need it. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we need you. Move and anoint your servant, God. We're unworthy, but we need it. Hallelujah. God, touch us, touch these good people, and move and help us, everyone. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, and the church said, amen. I want to preach to you in the next few minutes, the Lord will help me on what I'm simply calling meeting your miracle. I know Brother Neil made a statement the other night that caught my attention, and it's so correct. For many years now, there's a lot of people that live in this land that do not believe in miracles today. They say they went out in the apostles' day and all of those things, but I'm telling you that is not right. Hallelujah. But I am glad to know that we can still have a miracle in our heart and in our life, even in this day. In fact, I want to tell you right now, we can have one today. Hallelujah. It ain't predicated upon how big the crowd is, how well we dress. Come on now. Hallelujah, but we got to touch Jesus. Praise God. I know this is a familiar story to us all. You've preached it, I've preached it, you've heard it, we've read it, but I feel drawn to this here today. And I pray the presence of the Holy Ghost would meet us today, and there ain't nothing I'd like to see anymore for the glory of Jesus Christ than for somebody to leave this meeting this morning of this Calvary Holiness Count meeting with a miracle in their life. I know you know, but a miracle is a work of supernatural origin and character such as could not be produced by natural agents and means. And I want us to look at the clarification of miracle. Simply put, is their supernatural acts, deeds, performances, etc., caused by Jesus Christ, listen to me, to interrupt the way something is going, to turn it around, to stop what's happening and totally change it. That's exactly what this little woman needed. She needed somebody to stop the way it was going, the direction it was headed, the outcome that was about to be, and turn it 180 degrees in the other direction. I want to come to tell you today, you can't do it, I can't do it, all of us collectively can't, but there's a man called Jesus Christ, amen, that's still alive and well, that's sitting at the right hand of the Father, beholding us today, and he sees everything about us, and he is still the miracle worker even today. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Some of us may be about like the widow woman there at the city of Nain, on her way with her son's funeral to the burial place. And she met the miracle as they was headed out the gate. Her miracle was coming in the gate. And they was headed to put him in the tomb. But you know what? Instead of him going in the tomb, the Lord turned it around. Amen. And took him out of the coffin. I want to tell you right now. Amen. Jesus Christ would like to prove himself and manifest his glory even in this last day. Amen. He's for the church. Every message has been toward the church and to help in the church. And I just feel like in my heart, amen, the Lord, amen, wants to do something in this very service right here today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm feeling a little bit better. The clarification of the miracle, but the calling of the miracle, dunamis, Simeon, Ergon, Terus. Dunamis emphasizes the power behind the miracle. Simeon emphasizes the purpose in the miracle. Ergon emphasizes the performing of the miracle. Terus emphasizes the praise from the miracle. Not only that, the categories of miracle, the ruling of nature. God is over everything. Hallelujah. I remember my granddaddy, he's dead and gone to glory now. Here years ago, as a tornado coming, woke him up in the middle of the night to a shack of a house they lived in, and he said it sounded like a train a roaring and a coming, and he knew they was in for trouble. Bad weather had been brewing all night. He said, I know it's a tornado. He went to the front door, laid his hand on the door, and began to pray and said, God, I'm asking you to lift that thing up. He got up the next morning, hallelujah, and he went and looked at the trail that came before it got to the house. It picked up, went over the house, sat back down, and kept a going. I'm here to tell you we need faith in Jesus. I sat here the other night, amen, and I said, God, don't let the church lose their faith in you. I want to tell you the devil may be browbeat us and beat us down, amen, but it's time that we realize he's the same as he ever was. He's as powerful as he ever was, and he's for his church as he ever was. But what the church of the living God needs to do one more time is put their hand in the nail-scarred hand and put their faith, amen, in the chief shepherd of the church. Amen. Jesus is still a miracle worker, and somebody can meet your miracle today. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. The ruling of nature, the restoring of health. Anybody need to be healed today? The removing of demons, the raising of the dead. I ain't got time to go in it. I want to preach a little bit this morning, but I remember just as a boy, hallelujah, brother, that you've heard me tell it, and I'm not going to take the time to go in. I may have told it here. Somebody told me when I was here Memorial Weekend, something I said in my preaching, and I don't remember it. I'm surprised they did. Hallelujah. It don't seem like it to remember a whole lot, but I want to tell you, when he ran over her with that car, and they took her to the doctor, and she was gone, my friend. Hallelujah. The car, the tread, the tire came across his knee, across her chest. I'm talking about a little old girl barely pulling up, and went across her heart, turned black and blue, and was gone. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you today, amen, she was gone to the human agent power, but she wasn't gone from the power of Jesus. Amen. But the miracle, man, I would to God today that we could get a hold of this thing. Amen. He come on the scene. Amen. And put breath back in her. Raise her up. The doctor said she'll always favor that knee. She ain't never
never favored. Amen. I want to tell you today, amen, it's still the same. And it don't change. And I feel like God is wanting to prove to his people one more time, amen, that he's still the King of Kings, and he's still the Lord of Lords, and he's still the Savior of sins, and he's still the healer of sick bodies.
Y'all feel a little bit of what I'm feeling. The causes of miracles, the glorification of God, the confirmation of Christ's claims is to be the Son of God, the demonstration of Christ's divine power. All power is given to me in heaven and earth, he said. The alleviation of needs in the lives of humanity, the subjugation of Satan's power and evil. Let me tell you something, my friend. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ comes on the scene, what he said goes. It don't matter what the devil said. Are y'all hearing me? You didn't put a time limit on. I don't know. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, it don't matter what all hell said. It don't matter if they had a meeting last night and they had a vote for the service today. It don't matter what they say. They may be in 100% agreement. They may have voted unanimously. But I want to tell you, their vote don't count. And their say don't count. The one that counts is a man that saved our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. I may have to lay this at. Let me shout, hallelujah to God. Whenever legion, nobody could tame him. Nobody could do anything with him. But he was under subjugation. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And when he came to the shores of Gadara, he said, come out of him, you unclean spirit. And what did he do? He came out. I want to tell you today, we're in good hands. I said, we're in good hands. Amen. We're in the hands of the miracle man. And somebody needs to meet your miracle today. Oh, I feel this in my heart. Oh, I feel this in my heart. Hallelujah. That's what I want to do today, is everyone witness the subjugation of Satan's power, to see the alleviation of some needs and hearts and lives, and to behold the demonstration of God's power, and our hearts be reassured with the confirmation of Christ being the very Son of God, and our hearts, spirits, lips, entire being begin to sing and shout in glorification unto God. Whoa! Because somebody has met their miracle. Listen, listen, I gotta hurry and get out of the way. Hallelujah. But oh, she began to make her way, Brother Dean, to that man Jesus. Hallelujah. And the, every step she got, she's a little closer. I got a better deal than that. James said, if we draw nigh unto God, he draw nigh unto us. Hey man, would you step right over there? This ain't in my notes, but hey. Come on here now. Hallelujah. You take one step. I'm preaching on meeting your miracle today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, you say it's too hard. I can't get there. You ain't got to go all the way. I said you ain't got to go all the way. You ain't got to go every step of the way. Hallelujah. You take one step. You take another step. Hey, how's this happening as soon as it is? Hallelujah. I'll tell you how. Amen. You miracle, a performer. It's coming while you're coming. And when you get together. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you today, what we need to do is make contact with the Son of God. Amen. The miracle man. Amen. Hey, we need a meeting with our miracle. Should have noticed with me her extended reach. The Bible said came in the press behind and touched his garments. Let's look at that word touched. Oh, don't back up on me now. This word touched really does not convey the true picture here. We're not careful. This was not, hey man, this was not a delicate reach.
Oh, if I don't get it, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Come on here now. But this reach was not a delicate touch and a delicate reach, but it was a God. Hey man, we're too timid. I said we're too timid. We're too bashful. We're too backward. What we need to do is realize who we are and who He is. Amen. And say, I'm and come here today. Amen. To be with this delicate touch. Amen. Away with that. We've had enough of that. It's time we got desperate. It's time we extended our reach and given everything that's within our power and within our ability to get our miracle and to meet our miracle today.
Y'all reach for something? Oh, what can I, how can I do this? You didn't want to get up? For whatever reason, I know this ain't ethical, probably turn my back to the crowd. You want that and you say, you ever almost been there? And then you go, ah. Come on, that's the kind of reach I'm talking about. Hallelujah to God. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Oh! Amen. Y'all let me preach a little bit if you will. Hallelujah to God. Would it be worth extending yourself? Would it be worth a straining? Would it be worth hallelujah, stretching a little bit? I said, would it be worth stretching a little bit? Would it be worth stretching out your soul? Stretching out your heart? Stretching out your spirit? Stretching out? I say it'll be worth it. I say it'll be worth it. What we need to do is say, I want my miracle bad enough for an extended reach unto Jesus. Woo! Y'all watch Brother Hill. I know why he's saying, come on, come on. But only, you know what amazes me?
That wasn't Brother Hill.
Oh, it wasn't with whoever then. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Hey, man, how long I got to preach? It's bothering me. It's bothering me here. I may get over. Okay, don't pull it no more. You know we ain't got a large crowd here, but I know there's needs in this crowd. And I ain't got to come back here to find a need. There's needs up here. But you know the amazing thing to me that day, Brother Smith, is that wasn't the only man that was there with a trouble and a need. I mean, woman. There was many people that was in that crowd that day. They was pressing all over and bumping all over him. It was a large crowd. And you telling me that's the only need that was in there? I don't believe it a minute. But I tell you what, that was the only one that had that extended reach. That's about the best I can do without falling over. I said that extended reach. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, if there had been anybody else in the congregation that had their heart to the place that they would extend it themselves, amen, they could have had it too. I guess what I'm trying to do is ask you, do you really want it today? Hallelujah. How bad do you want to meet? Well, for your miracle, amen, I just don't want to be too transparent, but I need a miracle today myself. My wife needs a miracle today. I left here with a shake last night, and it's been an ongoing thing, but I want to tell you, I know who the miracle man is, and I met him a time or two, and I know one thing, amen, the miracle ain't over, and he'd like to meet him again, and he wants you to meet him again, he wants us to meet him again, and why not today? Would it be any better time than right now? Reaching, stretching, extending to obtain the miracle. Jairus, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him. Speaking of Jesus, how did he seek him? Casually? Was it you commonly? Just commonly? That's the way we've been doing it for 30 years. That's the way we got where we do it now. Lord, we're here. You see us and you know where we are. God, nothing escapes your eyes. You know my heart. You know my heart. You know my heart. Just waiting on you, God. I wonder what we're supposed to be doing while we're waiting on him. Hallelujah. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought Jesus greatly. Hallelujah. Amen. Not commonly, not casually, but he greatly sought him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. And the little daughter lieth, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed. Amen. I hear Jesus saying later, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Hallelujah. Because he extended his reach. Blind Bartimaeus, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus! Oh, the Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to know right now, was that just a reach or was that an extended reach? Amen. They told him to hush. They told him to be quiet. They told him to don't do it. Amen. But he said, I got to have my miracle. I went to God today. There's somebody in the house. Amen. To say, I got to have my miracle. It don't matter if the preacher finished preaching. It don't matter if we sing another song. It don't matter what happens from here. All that matters to me is I get my miracle and I touch my Jesus and we meet. I want to tell you today, more than anything else, we need to touch Jesus on our behalf and get our miracle. I'm just being myself. That's all I know to do. I ain't never got what Brother Steve told me. He don't know it. He said, you come out to shoot running. I can't do it. Whatever. I tried it later, brother. I tried to come start out slow and just go to the climax. I lost track of everything. So all I know to do is be myself. Is that okay? Hallelujah. I don't even know you. This ain't on my notes neither. I ain't here to impress nobody. I ain't here looking for a place to preach. But I'd sure like to see somebody get to Jesus today. Hallelujah. Let's just act like he's Jesus. You right here. And this man's trying to get to him. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna stop him. Stop him. Tell him. Ain't no need. Ain't no need. Don't do that. He's crying out. He wants him. Oh, thou son of David. Hey, come on now. That's casual. You gotta get louder than that.
Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. You know that happens all the time in the services. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes by and he says, get up. Raise your hand. Walk them out. Do this and that. But all hell says, no. Hey, Brother Brad, they say, no. Don't do that. What do they think about you? What they'll say? They'll think you committed the worst of sin. We don't care what they think. We care about what he thinks. Amen. Too many times we've allowed the devil, amen, to hold us back from getting our miracle. But it's time we stepped over the hindrances. We pulled the obstacles out of the way. Amen. We said we don't care as long as we get to him. I feel like in my heart today somebody that needs a divine miracle. You say it can't happen today on Thursday morning. I say it can. Not by our power, but the power of the Son of God. Amen. The Son limited. You can have it today. I said you can have it now. I said you can have it this very moment if you come with an extended reach, with an extended reach, with an extended reach, with an extended reach. You can touch Jesus by the power of God. Heal, make whole, deliver, set free. Help me, Brother Steve. Help me. I ain't gotten disciplined. I'm just coming to me. That scripture went on and said, when they were saying, hush, be quiet. Shut up. Stop. Don't do it. No doubt they said, you're wasting your time. We done been in this church service a lot of times. And it didn't happen. I'm on here now.
Yeah.
But the Bible said, I know I'm probably putting you on the spot. You pay me back one day. But the Bible said that he cried the more a great deal. Show them how to do that.
Jesus! Have mercy! Jesus! 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 Jesus!
Hallelujah! It's time that we cried a more deal. It's time we extended ourselves. It's time we went beyond what we've been called.
And the Bible said, and Jesus stopped and said, bring him to me. Miracles on the way.
God, it's on the way.
Hallelujah. Bring him to me. Bring him to me. Don't you hold him back.
Hallelujah.
Hold it to God. Hallelujah. That may be what the Lord is saying right now. Hallelujah to us right here. Amen. Stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He went on and said, thy faith hath made thee whole. You know, when you extend your reach, it measures your faith. I said it measures your faith. It measures your confidence in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. It's just like going to a McDonald's down the road in Douglas Under. They got a menu. They got about everything on it. From a burger, from chicken, the ice cream. I don't know what all's on it. Hallelujah, but they got it. Let me tell you something, my friend. But how many people go into McDonald's, sit down in a chair, and wait for them to bring it to them? Hey, you ain't gonna never get it. I said, you ain't gonna never get it. You'll never have it. You'll never receive it. But you gotta get up. You gotta go to the menu. You gotta look on the menu. God's got it on there. It's up there, brother. Amen. Yours is on the menu. Yours is on the menu. Mine's on the menu. Ours is on the menu. But we got to order. We got to reach. We got to extend ourselves unto him, the great supplier. I want to know something before I extend myself any further. Am I wasting my time, or do you believe you can meet your miracle today? Let me see your hand. I don't want to kill this spirit. I'm going to hand it to Brother Head and let him do something here in a minute. I've been to too many services where the knees were all in the pews. And on God's menu, Brother Steve Gentry, was the miracle that they needed. But they never extended themselves one bit. Hallelujah. Could that be the reason we went home and home and home and home and home and back and back and back and home and home without receiving that miracle, Brother Yeoman? Hallelujah to God. You know what? Amen. Oh, I'm not rebuking us here now. I'm here to help us. Amen. But I'm a young man, but I can remember just a little bit of it. Not much, Brother Jim, not much. But when the church before us came to church and filled up the front first. Hallelujah. And by the time they kicked off the first part of it, Brother Head, they slid up on the edge, full of expectation, full of anticipation. And you didn't have to say, would you stand? They got on their feet and they began to reach to God. They began to reach to God. Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Amen. I'd like for somebody to reach to God today and get their miracle before we leave this place right now. Hallelujah to God forevermore. I need to hush. I need to close. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah to God. But I know the Lord is in this place. I said, I know the Lord is in this place. I said, I know the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. And I know another thing. Amen. If you'll draw to Him, He'll draw to you. Some of these is already drawn. Amen. Do you believe that the Lord is drawing to them? Hallelujah to God. Is it anybody? I don't know what to go from here. Is it anybody that feels like reaching out? Is there anybody feel the Holy Ghost? What you say? Yield to what you feel. Yield to what you feel. Yield to the Spirit of God. Yield to the presence of the Holy Ghost. Yield to your miracle. Yield to your healing. Yield to God coming through and do it. Hey. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Bruce Johnson said there were 3 or 4 homes that's busted apart deep in sin. But in the last 2 years, God put them back together. Amen. They met the miracle. I come to tell somebody today. Amen. Reach forward. Reach forward. Reach forward. I know it's a miracle. I know it's beyond us. But it ain't beyond Him. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. That reaching forth, the verb only here in the New Testament is epecteno. It is a double compound of teno, meaning stretch or strain. It meaning stretching myself forward, leaning into it as a runner running the race. That's exactly what that woman done. Amen. She leaned into that thing. Hallelujah to God. Hey, help me, Brother Head. I don't know how to give an altar. I wonder if we don't, might not want to have one for us. It's over with. Hallelujah to God. But I want to tell you this. I just want to tell you this, and I may be done. Hallelujah. Jesus stretched himself on that cross. He had an extended reach.
He extended as far as they could reach.
Who'd he do it for? He done it for us. He done it for us. Brother, I don't know you very well. Don't have to. God does. Come on out here with me, man. I felt the Lord touch this man last night. I felt God come down, begin to speak to his heart. I felt God begin to minister him. I felt God begin to manifest his glory to him. Thank you, Brother Steve Gentry, for getting me by the hand. I'd have missed a blessing if you hadn't said, come on and pray with him. I just feel like praying with him. Hallelujah. I give Brother Gentry that honor, but I give Jesus, amen, the glory and the honor for what he done for him. Hallelujah. What's he trying to say? I want to meet your miracle, but the Lord. Now it's time for us to stretch. I said, now it's time for us to stretch. Woo! Amen. I got to close. Amen. My brother, amen, one time was down his back and he couldn't hardly go. Hallelujah. And we was having pretty good service. Somebody got my attention. He got out on his all fours and he had such a grimacing looking on his face. In such pain. He was crawling around the altar. The first thing I thought, that's crazy. We'll have to haul him out on a stretcher. But you know what? Amen. It wasn't very long. Amen. Till the Shekinah glory came down. He met his miracle. I said he met his miracle. God touched him. God raised him up. He shouted all over the house because he extended his reach unto the Lord. And he met his miracle. I got more I can say, but I need to get out of the way. I need to get out of the way. Let me tell you something. Say a little bit more and I'm done. Hallelujah. Whatever miracle you need, you cannot be timid. You cannot be bashful. You must, woo! Naaman extended himself.
All right, brother.
Amen. Glory, he went beyond that man with that withered arm. I can't do that. Jesus said, stretch it forth. So what is he going to do? He going to give it a try. And when he started, brother, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be saying, I can't. I can't. Hallelujah. You need to try. You need to try. You need to make effort. You need to make a stab at it. You need to try. Come on here now. Hallelujah.
To the house. They could have said, house full?
Too full, can't get in. We can't say that this morning. There's still room. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, they had such an extended reach when they couldn't get in the door and they couldn't get in the window. They climbed up on the roof. They got on the roof and there wasn't a hole already in the roof. But they had such an extended reach. They started pulling the tile off. What are they saying? I'm going to get the clay out of the way. I felt the Holy Ghost right there. And what we need to do is get the clay out of the way. Praise God. And down they went. And whole he was made. Oh God. D.L. Moody said it's better to say this one thing I do than to say these 40 things I dabble with. Come on now. One thing I'm going to do. I'm going to meet my miracle today. I don't know. I don't know if I need to finish this or not. Her extended reach, her expressed resolve. Hallelujah. Even with this disease that threatened her, the despair that was on her, that tormented her. Hallelujah. That was about to bring her to death. But she never lost her determination. She never gave up. She never quit reaching. She never quit stretching. She never quit leaning. She never quit pushing. You say, well, I tried it once, but I don't think I can do it again. This woman was not of the spirit of King Joash. She did not smite the ground three times and quit, but she kept smiting and she kept smiting and she kept smiting and she kept reaching. You say, I done tried. Amen. You got to keep on. You got to keep on. You got to do it again. You got to go again. You got to do it another time. You got to keep at it. You cannot quit. You got to keep on and keep it on. Hallelujah. What an express resolve. We ain't going to quit. We ain't going to give up. We're calling our names on it and we got to have it. I'm trying to quit. I really am. I'm trying to quit. I'm cutting it all out. The extended reach, the express resolve, the enraptured reception, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Then Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? She met her miracle. She made the contact and she was made whole. Hallelujah. 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 12 long years. Can I have just 5 more minutes? 12 long years. 12 long years. 12 long years. Just walk with me. I think I'll feel better. 12 long years. 12 long years. Getting worse. Spent all my money. Every doctor only grew worse. Weaker. Hallelujah. Can't hardly go. Got somebody here holding on to me now. That's the only way I'm going to make it. I'm getting weaker. Come on here now. Hallelujah. That's still right out there. Praise God. Hey, go a little bit further. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I've been trying. I've been reaching. I've been reaching. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Hallelujah. But the resolve in her wouldn't let her quit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I think I don't quite get it. Y'all with me?
Yes.
I don't want you to go to sleep while I'm trying to finish what I feel like the Lord gave me. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. And finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. The virtue left.
Oh.
She said, the enraptured joy, amen, that came over her. Amen. I say it'll be worth it. I say it'll be worth it if you just keep on. Amen. And don't quit. Amen. It'll be worth it. Oh, the
joy. The end rapture joy. That will overwhelm you from there forever. When my daddy prayed with that little dead daughter in his arms, I can't tell it like he tells it. I done figured that out, Brother Steve. Nobody tell it like him. But I'm going to tell you something. One reason is, it was him and his miracle. My brother, I don't know. I wasn't close enough. I should have been. I wanted to be to you last night and your good wife. This is precious people. They're my friends. I love them. But I'm going to tell you, it probably what y'all was wanting, you can't do in your own human agency and hands and your church at New Corinth and all that. But it's going to probably have to be a divine intervention from God. It's going to have to be a miracle. But I just want to tell you, you can have it. I just want to tell you, you can have it. I just want to tell you, it's for you. I just want to tell you, God's got it on the menu. I just want to tell you, it's in His plans and it's in His agenda. Hallelujah to God. We just got to keep reaching. We just got to keep stretching. We got to have resolve. Come on here, help me a little bit. I'm trying to quit. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. When my daddy, the breath breathed back in her, and my granddaddy run down and said, Marlon, 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 the baby's breathing. He had her holding her praying with his eyes shut, and he looked up, and Leah was breathing, the color coming back. And look, can you only imagine how he felt? I said, can you only imagine how he felt? I said, I'm trying to imagine how you gonna feel. I'm trying to imagine how it's gonna be with you. If you can meet your miracle and make contact, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be grand. It's gonna be glorious. It's gonna be wonderful. Days of praying, days of fasting. I'm going to make it short. I told her here at memorial service. I think I did when God healed my wife. When I come in that day, no cell phones, work in the middle of July in a hot cow pasture below Montgomery, Brother Steve, building a rich man a horse barn. They would stop trying to find a shade to eat. I leaned a piece of plywood up on the back, crawled up out of the sun, and talked to God. I was reaching. The devil told me 1,000 times 1,000 to quit. I wouldn't get my miracle, but I wouldn't stop. When I come home that day, I come in that house. My sick wife was up out of the bed. Doctor said it was incurable disease of the lungs. Been under 6 different doctors. Sent me home with the rector of Montgomery, told me what doctors to go to. Said, you get her in much smoke, she'll die. Probably have a short life. Devil done led me to the graveyard. Showed me putting in the ground. She was bad sick. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. When I walked in that evening, I opened up the back door to that little trailer on that rocky hillside in Elmo County, Alabama. She was up washing dishes. She done made the bed, raked the shag carpet. You know what I'm talking about? That stuff back in them days. Y'all ain't that old, are you? I know some of y'all look at you and tell. Praise God. Amen. Done raked all that stuff up. It's about had the whole house clean. Hell, are you talking about a country boy feeling good? I said it'd be worth trying again. I said it'd be worth trying again. I said it'd be worth another stretch. I said it'd be worth another try. I said it'd be worth another time. I said it'd be worth another effort. I say I'd try again. I say I'd make another effort. I said I'd pray again. I say I'd cry again. I say I'd reach again. I say it'd be worth trying one more time to meet your miracle. Stretch your hands all over this house. Obey God.
Your miracle's on the way. Your miracle's out to meet you this morning. I hope I don't take this scripture out of context, but the Bible says, feel after him, for he be not far from any of us. He ain't as far as you think he is. He's closer than you think he is. Your miracle's closer than you thought it was. Feel after him. Reach for him.
Heard an old preacher said one time, if you have an unction at all that you feel like the Lord's close to you, scoot up next to him. Scoot up next to him. So why don't you do that this morning? I'm going to give you his altar call. Why don't you just step out and feel for him this morning like you've never felt for him? Why don't you come around this altar and reach for him like you've never reached before? Why don't you say, but then I done prayed about it. I know you have. I done believed him. I know you have. I've already trusted him. I know you have. But reach for him one more time. Feel for him one more time.